Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On a plot of earth about the size of a soccer field, just outside of Madrid, Spain, a strange half-formed cathedral blooms. Towers, half-finished, made of broken brick and large slathered bits of cement. A dome, half-formed out of rebar with springs coiling around it. Plaster walls with aluminum tin cans poking out here and there. A strange sight. And in the midst of this cathedral in Spain, a 90-year-old man putters about from one pile of debris to another. He wears a long blue coat with a red sash. His head bobs underneath his red skull cap, the little wisps of hair fluttering in the breeze, the white hair. He moves from one pile of debris to another. He stops beside an oil drum rolled up against a pile of broken ceramic tile. Yes, yes, this here. The grin spreading, oh, that gap-tooth grin spreading between the hooked nose and the narrow chin that pull together toward each other in his face. The dark eyebrows fluttering up and down. This one, right here, this one. This oil drum, I will fill it with cement and it will be part of one of the columns, right? Over there. His eyes sweep past a pile of rusting metal. Oh, two more. I didn't know. Two more springs to wrap around the rebar that is making the dome. Justo Gallego Martinez builds the cathedral. For 60 years, Justo has built this cathedral out of other people's rubbish, out of broken bits and parts, tin cans, old tires, leftover milk jugs, broken boards, and lots of slathered cement. Justo is now in his 90s. The cathedral is simply Justo. In fact, Justo will die in the cathedral about a year ago, November 2021. But the old man moves from pile to pile, finding things that no one else wants to put together for a holy place, a sanctuary for God. He has no formal architectural training. He has no building permits. Church is technically illegal. And yet, this sanctuary blooms outside of Madrid. This holy place. Give me the bad bricks, his high voice chirps to the brick factory next door. Give me the ones you can't use. Justo's Cathedral. You know, sometimes we look at our lives and all we see are leftover milk jugs, scratched oil drums, and broken bricks. In the words of our Old Testament reading from Ecclesiastes, vanity, emptiness. Maybe we're older, Maybe our lives feel a little used up, sitting at the kitchen table. Is that it? Is that it? Is it all over? Feel like a balding old tire. Is my life worth anything anymore? Maybe we're a teenager, displeased with how small our life is. I'm just a leftover aluminum can. I don't have much talent. Is my life worth anything? Or maybe we're middle-aged and we're starting to realize that where we thought life would go, it didn't go that way. Is my life worth living? Is it worth anything anymore? Or maybe we just feel like a broken brick, broken in life, a failure in our family, a failure, broken in health, a failure in character. We've sinned. And we despair. Is my life worth anything anymore? No doubt, St. Simon and St. Jude looked out over their lives occasionally and felt like they were seeing broken bricks, leftover milk jugs, few aluminum cans and old tires. I don't know if you're aware, but St. Simon was a card-carrying member in his younger days of the Zealot Party, the party in Israel that had dedicated itself to assassinating Roman soldiers in the marketplace. As a young man, using up his whole life with violence, blood, to protect Israel's identity. And then, as an older man, looking out at his life. Is that it? Is there anything left? Is my life worth anything? St. Jude, the exact opposite, ordinary of ordinary, so ordinary, he's nondescript. St. Jude, Jesus' brother, who liked to sit in the house and read strange apocalyptic tales, so unknown that he's only referred to in the New Testament in relation to other people. Jude, brother of Jesus. Jude, brother of James. And St. John, just to make sure we don't make any mistake because of that other notorious Jude. Jude, not Judas Iscariot. Jude, who no doubt looked at his very ordinary, boring, less than interesting little life and simply saw an empty 2-liter. Together, whether modern or old, our lives are piles of leftovers, milk jugs, scratched oil drums, and broken bricks. Again, in the words of our Old Testament reading from Ecclesiastes, vanity. And yet, a strange, gaunt man shuffles about among the broken bricks, the oil drums, the tires, and the tin cans of who we are. He lives there among the rubbish piles of our sins, the broken boards of our dreams, and the dull routines of our lives. He picks out odd pieces, the cracked lives, the used up lives, the little lives. Give me your bad bricks, not the good ones. I want the ones you don't think you can use. He hoists the discarded tires of who we are, and he begins to build. Day in, day out, brick by brick, tire by tire, this bizarre man crafts a towering place of worship out of the debris of who we are. St. Paul writes in our epistle reading, "So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." We tend to brush past passages like this, "built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets." But stop for a moment and ponder with me. Were the apostles and prophets particularly good building material for a temple? Nah. They were a bunch of empty milk jugs, scratched oil drums, a few tin cans, paint-slathered concrete. St. Simon and St. Jude were definitely not smooth marble blocks, the usual stuff you might build a temple out of. One was a scratched oil drum, and one was an empty 2-liter. And yet Jesus picked them. Jesus dug a hole, poured concrete in and around them for his foundation. Jesus had a place for them in his walls and in the very bottom, the start of what would be a strange, beautiful cathedral blooming out of something the size of a soccer field. The Jesus temple, the temple that is simply him. He, the chief cornerstone. The story goes that the late Eastern Orthodox Bishop Anthony Bloom was in the dining room one evening when he heard a loud crash from the kitchen. And he hurried in, and there was his grandmother Olga standing beside the dishes. She's crying. There's a shattered china plate on the floor. "I'm so old that I can't even do dishes anymore. I don't know if my life's worth anything. Why am I here? I might as well be dead." And Bishop Bloom hugged his grandmother. "Now, Grandma, there are two reasons why that's not true. First of all, God has lots and lots of little old ladies in heaven, and I don't think he could take another one. And second of all, only you can be my grandmother. Only you can fit in that place in the cathedral." This morning, we may look at our lives and hang our heads. "I'm not worth much. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too broken. Made a mess of things. Just an empty milk jug." But today, Jesus picks you for his cathedral. Jesus is temple. Only you can be part of the arches in the parish hall. Only you can love the people around you the way you can do it. No one else can be in that place. And Jesus is building you into something more than yourself. So let go of all that self-pity. "I'm just an empty milk jug." Okay, but Jesus needs an empty milk jug. He's going to put it right over there. Christ needs you for his temple. And so he picks you. Scratched oil drum, empty milk jug, broken brick, or rusty spring that you are. Only you can do what he needs you to do in his temple. So stop despairing and do it. Love those around you and love the God who reaches down. "Oh, give me the broken bricks." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.